Radio Wanaka, joining me in the studio as promised, and I've really been looking forward to this morning, is Barna from Te Aki Bees. Now, I'm really intrigued, Te Aki Bees. I've seen your advertising, I've heard your advertising. Tell us, Barna, what you're actually offering the opportunity for people to put a beehive in their backyards.
Yes, so we are renting out beehives, and basically anybody with a bit of garden, we can just put a beehive on their, in their backyard and have their own bees.
Now, where did the idea come from?
The idea came when more and more of my friends just asking me if they can host a hive in their backyard. And then obviously everybody wanted some honey to give out to friends, family as gifts and put it on the breakfast table.
So how long have you been doing this?
I started beekeeping a few years ago, and the company is actually pretty fresh. I started it after lockdown.
Yeah.
The idea came during lockdown. So yeah, it's a fresh company, just starting up.
So the idea is people call you, you come to their home, find a posse, obviously the right place, you put the beehive in, you service the beehive, obviously you take honey from that beehive, and in return from you, you fill up the honey pot.
That's right. So we do all the work. We just come around every 3 weeks or so, check on the hives, make sure that they are well fed, productive, healthy, and also like help the environment, help the bees. And end of the season, our customers get the honey as well. So it's a bonus.
Is there any particular, are all locations suitable, or do you have to sort of scout around for different types of location?
Pretty much all locations are suitable, because especially urban areas, there's so many flowers, little gardens everywhere, and it's quite good for the environment. And also in the backyard, we just have a look at each property, and then together with the client, we decide where exactly to position the hive, the sun, the wind. But pretty much everywhere is suitable.
I can hear sort of almost now families saying this sounds like a good idea, because obviously there'd be a great learning curve for the kids at home having a beehive in the backyard. I do have to. Is it safe?
Yes. So this is definitely safe. The bees are not really out there to get anyone. So obviously, if somebody has an allergy, then they need to have an EpiPen anyways. But the bees mind their own business, and we just position it in a way that it's not in nobody's way, and then it's no problem.
And obviously for the people whose land you've got the beehive on, there are certain rules, and obviously you give them things, the do's and don'ts of, you know, they leave the beehive alone, they let you come in, they let you come and obviously tend to it and look after it.
That's right. So we do all the work. We can also organize a Meet Your Bees session, which means that we can put bee suits on the clients and their families, kids as well. And then we can just open up the hive together and look inside. I can explain what's happening. But other than that, I do the work myself, and they should not be going in the hive.
Leave the bees alone, leave the hive alone. So how many times you put, so let's say for example you'd put a beehive into my place, how many times do I see you?
Probably around every three weeks or so. I come around.
Oh, so it's not, so just, yeah, so it just kind of sits there and you come around every 3 weeks?
More or less. During winter I won't see me for a few months. During summer, sometimes more, sometimes less than 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the honey season just starting, so until now it was quite a bit of work. And from here on, it's going to be less, so I just let the bees do their own work.
How many hives have you got, Barna?
I have 100 plus hives now.
Yeah.
And they still keep growing, so it's a good...
Mate, have you got any in yet into people's plate? Have you already?
Yes, quite a few. So even before the website started up, people steam the truck around, and actually my first two customers were neighbors in my street, and they just seen the truck, and they just called me up and very excited to have the bees right there. I can actually see them from my door.
Mate, it sounds like has anyone done this anywhere else, or is this just a new idea?
Yes, it's been done. It's being done in bigger cities, like Auckland has it, I believe Christchurch as well, Sydney, New York. It's an urban idea to help the environment that is actually around us where we live, because commercial beekeepers have their hives out in the fields.
Yes.
And I'm trying to scatter them to have it everywhere so everything gets pollinated.
And I think, as you say too, you're taking advantage of all that natural stuff that we just have in our areas, fruit trees, gardens in the area. So it's just taking advantage of that.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a win-win situation for the trees, for the plants, and for the bees as well. And it's just there to use that opportunity.
Barna, if anybody's interested in having a beehive in their own backyard, looked after by you, they're your beehives. As I say, they, at the end of it all, the benefit for them is they get the honey, they fill the honey pot up, that goes into the fridge or the cupboard, and they've got their own natural honey that's basically been made in their own backyard. What do they need to do?
So they just should contact us, have a look at our website, tiakibees.co.nz, or call us on 0800-LOVE-BEES.
Barna, mate, love what you're doing. Great initiative. All the very, very best with it.
Thank you very much.